Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
657 Media Moyo Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much the mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this is happening throughout up to the hour midnight. Yes, indeed. My name is Ray. And of course, intimate moments. I call it late night with Ray. Instead of intimate, late night with Ray. And I got to conversate with a few people. And one of the things that really has been challenging me over the times, and I've been talking about it many times, those who have been following the programs would tell you that the notion of deeper life, I've treated it at least twice. And I wanted to hear the perspectives of many people with regards to this. And I have, and I appreciate. But also want to play you a snippet of what I recorded earlier on about a deeper life. So I'll be chatting to Mashadi Mutobi on this issue of a deeper life. What is a deeper life even all about? What does it entail? And briefly, she will be telling us. And tell us what you think a deeper life is even all about. You can even send your WhatsApp, SMS, and just tell us what is a deeper life. And those who want to talk to me directly, you can do so on Facebook. Just go to Ray Lakhodi and just on my timeline write what a deeper life is even all about. Then I would read these comments also live on air again. And of course, you know, the notion of a deeper life is something that many people don't take much into consideration. And I think we should. And I think we should create discipleship services that would enhance a deeper life amongst believers. Because if they don't, we will have a conglomeration of many young children who come into the church. And when they become youths and young adults, they exit the church. And that is a big problem. And they become something else. And a deeper life with Christ and in Christ becomes something they don't even seek for. So I was able to talk to Mashadi Mutobi. And let's hear what comes to her mind when we touch especially on the issue of a deeper life. What comes to mind, Mashadi? When one talks about a deeper life, something that many times has been treated, but to no avail. And it really challenges me that a deeper life is something that at times we find even ourselves taking for granted. And sometimes we are afraid that should we speak about it, some people will take offense. What comes to mind?
Muruti Ray. As you remove layers of an onion, one layer at a time, so are the days of our lives. Mm. You never know what's next, except to rest in the Most High. That is at an individual level, when it comes to your family, when it comes to any interaction that you have with the world, whether it's society in general or the world at large, you never know what to expect as you seek Him. As you seek a deeper life and a deeper meaning thereof, you cannot help but to say, and I quote Psalm 42 verse 1, and reads, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O the Most High. My soul thirsts for the Most High, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before Him? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? Where is the Most High that you always talk about? And as you seek a deeper life, you can only find that meaning and Him in this life that you are talking about, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bread of life. He is the resurrection in the life.
Yeah.
Paul then says, in Him we live and move and have our being. I like what the Son of Man then says a lot earlier. He says, "Oh, my Father, I thank you that you've hidden these things from the wise, but you have revealed them to babes or to children." So it's only when we redefine who we are in Him, when we find ourselves as children, not as despairing, as children of the Most High, that we'll find a deeper life in Him, because outside of Him, there is no better life. Outside of Him, there is no life. When you face these challenges that the psalmist refers to, that he continually, they continually ask him, where is this God that you talk about? Those that are facing challenges at any level or in any level of their lives or in any area of their lives, they would know, the family members, the friends, and anyone close to them would say to them, finally, where is this God that you believe in so much when you're facing this, that, or the other? A deeper life is found in Him and Him alone. Remember, the psalmist also says, He keeps our tears in a bottle. And to someone who's going through various challenges, no matter what they are, the tendency is we think that we are the only ones going through that. But my Bible also says, hey, as you're going through that, there are people all over the world who are going through something similar. Here's the part. It says, perhaps even more or even worse. So a deeper life can only be found in the Son of Man. A deeper life can only be defined in the one who is the Father and the Creator of all things.
Absolutely, and the Creator of all things. It's important that we take note of that. Thank you so much, Mashadi. This is one of the things, you know, there is less of that hunger that Mashadi is talking about. There's quite less of that hunger where we, like a deer that pants for water, you know, we have become so content with the status quo, lack of growth, lack of expansion, lack of development, and just the enjoyment of church fellowships, which I say, I'm not looking down at. I'm just saying these things are not actually the end of it. We need to be able to become those kinds of people who are going even further and further when it comes to the issue of a deeper life. Coming back, we will talk again to Mashadi about this, then we'll get to another topic.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. The mighty way, man. You and I are the best of friends. And I should say that we are looking just at the first snippet of the show. So I'll be touching different things with different people on this show. And Mashadi will be giving us her concluding remarks on a deeper life, what it is even all about, and how to get to know about that, and how to go on about that. Many people say, okay, how do I have this deeper life? It's a question that comes in. And it's important also to take note of the verses that she quotes, because they will be guiding as to how one can actually live a deeper life in Christ. It's very important to take note of that. And of course, also, the seriousness of discipline and attitude is very pivotal here, that one would be able to look into their spiritual lives and be able to say, I know I'm not doing good in this. You know, when I was a youth, this was what. Or when I was younger, this was what. Or at this past time and what. I would be doing things this way, but now I have become sluggish. It's important to be fair to yourself when you look into these things and say, okay, I don't think I have run right. I don't think I've done things right. I don't think I have gone well there. I don't think that I have actually been faithful when it comes to this and that. It's important to take note of that and to tell ourselves and say, okay, somewhat, somehow, I had not been doing things quite right. And it is pivotal that I learn now as to what it means to live a deeper life, even if it means I should go back to the drawing board, the Word, and study from scratch. As long as there's still time, I won't harden my heart. Mashadi, what comes to mind then, as you do your final remark on this, and then one asks a question and says, okay, but how do I live a life that is deeper in Christ? How do I go about that? It looks like this is for people who are well advanced in the faith and not me. I remember I used to say that to myself. I used to say that, you know. But it's important to take note of the very fact that we really need to look into this very aspect. Mashadi, what comes to mind?
Muruti Ray, I love Psalm 42, particularly verse 7, which reads, Deep calls unto deep, yes, at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. This does not necessarily mean the waves that we see in the ocean or in the sea, but it means that the deep, in terms of your spirit realm, the deep within you calls unto the deep in the spirit realm, and you seek him with all your heart. You seek him with all your soul. You seek him as you go through your mourning phase, your brokenheartedness, your issues of life. You seek him and you find him, for he says, you shall seek me and you shall seek me and you will find me, and you shall seek me and you shall seek me and I shall be found by you, and then I will gather you from all places where I had scattered you and restore unto you that which I had promised you. I've just quoted Jeremiah 29, but from verse 12 instead of verse 11 as we know it. And it goes further to say, verse 10, as with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? The church is facing the challenge. Everyone is turning around to say, where is your God when pastors are being shot on the pulpit? Where is this deeper life that you guys are talking about, which should be different from what which should be different from our lives as we see it in our world, which is outside Christ? Where is this God of yours outside, all considering all these things that we're facing in life, whether we are in Gaza, whether we are in Israel, whether we are in Russia, whether we are in any continent, in any country in the on the African continent? It doesn't matter. Where is this God that you're talking about? And notice, it's not the first time that this question comes up in verse 10. The same question was asked also in verse 3. And the same question is being asked to you and I as we walk in this journey, as we are busy talking about the ways of the Most High and how powerful the Word is, the deeper life. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? And the sooner we get to that point, the better would life be for all of us, that we'd be able to face any kind of challenge and then be able to say, just like it's quoted in verse 7 of Psalm 44, but you, O Most High, have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In the Most High we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Can we get to a place of praise? Can we get to a place of boasting in him, knowing that salvation is a gift? If it was not a gift, if we worked hard for it, Paul says, lest we would boast. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Quoting Proverbs 30, do you know him? Do you know his name? Do we? Senyabuza njibazalwane. Just asking. Love always.
Love always to you. Thank you so much, Mashadi. Indeed, I think the answer that Mashadi provides there in the question of the how is to seek the Father. We go back to the prayer board, to the prayer room. We go back to our times of intimacy with the Father and ask Him to restore us, to place us back to the peace and the joy of living in Him, and to the experience of growth that we somewhat somehow along the way, because of many complications and many proliferations of things and ideas into our lives, have somehow looked the other way. Sometimes without even noticing that we are looking the other way. So it's important to go back to the Father in prayer, ask for forgiveness. And in His word, it says He can be depended upon to forgive every sin if we confess. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And we really have to come to Him and say, Father, I have been neglectful. Truly, I've been full of myself. I've been looking at things that were beneficial to me at the expense of Your will. And to a great extent, I've been running the church instead of submitting to Your will. And that is why I had become shallow to an extent. Forgive me. Restore me. Just like in Psalms 51, when David prays, restore in me the joy of Your salvation and make me again the one that will turn many others into salvation, so that I become like a shining star forever. It's important to look into that. Thank you so much to Mashadi for that.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.